Good morning. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the hard-nosed businessman. The hard-nosed businessman is comes up a lot in conversation, especially conversations about sales and marketing. Usually, we talk about the hard-nosed business. You know, if I were a hard-nosed businessman faced with this proposition, I would say X, Y, and Z. Invariably, the hard-nosed businessman doesn't want to buy what we've got to sell. You know, I've very rarely sat in conversations and had somebody say, if I were a hard-nosed businessman, I'd be biting your hand off for this. So, what's the point of that? The point of it for me is to remember that when we use things like this, when we talk about the hard-nosed businessmen in conversations, we're not talking about a real person. We may be talking about a person that we may be talking about somebody who it may be based on a person that we know, but we're not actually talking about a specific person. We're talking about a fairy tale, essentially. We're talking about a fairy tale character, an illusion. And just like in fairy tales are there to... the stories that we tell ourselves to help ourselves understand how the world is and works and how we work and what we might do as a result of that. And I think it's important to remember that it's a fairy tale, it's an illusion. It's an illusion in the way that we create illusions for ourselves around time. We set our watch 5 minutes fast, so that we will... Well, some of us do. I don't, because I don't wear a watch. I don't know how prevalent that practice is anymore, actually. But anyway, it's the way I think about it. I know people who've done that, and they don't believe that it's 5 minutes ahead. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they believe that the time is what the time says on their wristwatch, and then they get a bit stuck. And this is the thing: we get a bit stuck when we get to believe that the hard-nosed businessman is the things that we ascribe to him are the truth. They're not; they're stories we've made up to help us think about things. And what's important is that we take charge of it again. We recognise this is something that we own, that we've created, we've decided. It's a story we're telling ourselves. We can tell ourselves a different story. And if it doesn't help, if talking about the hard-nosed businessman and his reaction to our product keeps us paralysed and not moving forward, then it's not working for the purpose that it was intended. It's only when we recognise that it's just a fairy tale, but we use it for the purpose we chose to talk about it for in the first place, that it starts to be useful and creative and help us move forward. Anyhow, I've just written some of that on the tube, and I thought for those people who can't read or the people who don't like to read so much, I'd say it out in a less articulate and more bumbly way. Hope you're having a lovely day, and I look forward to seeing any of you soon. Bye now.